This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
Seeking God. Amen. I want to talk about that to you and talk about some things pertaining to that. Number one, the duty of seeking God. Okay, that it's actually a duty. I hope we don't look at it that way, though, today, that, you know, I seek you, Lord, because, you know, it's a duty. I have to do it. You know, it's a tradition, however you want to look at it. That's not good. If you do it because of that, God expects you to do it, so you do it. You do it because of your heart today, amen? Even though it is a duty, all right? It is a duty that is classified in the Word of God that we seek God. I want to talk about also how to seek God, all right? How do we seek God? The scriptures we're going to go over today, which I have quite a few. I don't know if I'll get through them all, but how do we seek God? Maybe some of you are saying to me, Pastor Rich, I don't know how to seek God. Well, I hope today after you hear the message, you'll have a better understanding of how to seek God. And then the last thing I want to talk about, the promises that come with seeking God. How many know there's promises today? Amen. The Word is filled with promises. Praise God. I could put it a different way. The rewards. Maybe you like that word better. The rewards of seeking God. There are rewards when you seek God. How many know that today? Amen. So that's what we're gonna study about today. The duty of seeking God, how to seek God, and the promises of seeking God. Amen. The first scriptures I want to look at, you could turn with me to Matthew 7. Matthew 7. I know you'll be familiar with these scriptures today. Praise God. God is good. Didn't you enjoy the praise and worship today? Wasn't it really good? It's a blessing. Praise God. I believe that the songs really fit into the message today. Amen. We're going to read Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. Okay? And in these two verses, we have directions concerning prayer. Okay? Directions concerning prayer. So let's read this, Matthew 7, verse 7 and 8. I still hear pages flipping, so I'll give you a few seconds more to find your spot. In verse 7 it says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek, there's our word, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Verse 8. For everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and he that knocketh, it shall be opened. Amen. We see three things here. We see, in a way, this is a formula for prayer, but it's also how we seek God today. Okay? I believe in these couple verses, you kind of see three levels of prayer or three levels of seeking God in a way. All right? Number one level or number one way to seek God is what? Asking. Amen? I don't think we have a problem with that. We know how to ask God, right? We're good at that, I think. And it tells us when we ask, we'll receive. Amen? That's a blessing. And I hope you know this is Jesus here speaking. In this chapter, this is chapter 7, but all the way from chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7, this is all the message or the sermon on the Mount, okay? This is from the Sermon on the Mount. This is all Jesus speaking to the disciples. So it's a very powerful thing he teaches the disciples here we need to get today. So number one is asking God, okay? Then he goes on and he goes to seeking God. Or just, he says seeking here. When you seek, you shall find. Okay? I believe, you know, asking is one thing. But then we need to go beyond asking. We need to then seek. Anybody with me today? You know, it's not enough just to ask God, you know, for whatever. But then you got to kind of go a little further. You pursue or you seek God. You know, when you know, I'll speak to the guys here for a moment. When you were younger, you were pursuing a wife, right? You were seeking a wife. So when you were, that means you were kind of hunting a woman. If I could put it that way to make you laugh a little bit. You wanted a woman in your life, right? So you sought after a partner. Amen? You what? Pursued. That's a good word, I think. You pursued a mate. You couldn't just say, Lord, I'm asking for a wife, and you just sat there in your prayer closet at home. How many know you had to put some effort to that, right? You had to go talk to that lady that you felt was, you know, nice. Amen? And you had to go even further. You didn't, you know, if you really felt a desire to be with her, you had to say, you know, I'd like to go out with you, right? You had to ask for a date. So you had to do something. You had to seek for that person, right? So it takes more energy. It takes you being involved now. Well, the same thing with God. You know, we want to seek God, right? We need to go after God is the way we can say it. I'm gonna give you some definition here in a little bit about the word seek. And then he goes on to say that after you seek, you need to knock. I believe now you ask, you seek, and now you're going even further. Now you're knocking. I believe you're getting stronger in your seeking time. Amen. You're knocking at the door. Amen. You're knocking on the door of heaven. Lord, I need you. Amen. Lord, I'm seeking after you. I need your presence. Amen. Lord, I need more of you. You're going to knock. Amen. You're going to let God know that you're there. Hallelujah. I believe it's like a transition, you know, from asking to seeking to now even stronger knocking. Amen. You want God. You desperately need God. You know, that song we sing, I need you, Lord. I desperately need you. I'm thirsty for you, God. Amen. That's what he's talking about here. This is in our prayer time. This is in our time seeking the Lord. And he says here, when you knock, it'll be open to you. Amen? Meaning something's going to happen, praise God, when you're knocking. But you got to knock. Amen? Don't just ask and don't just seek, but even go all the way to knocking, okay? Let it be a real effort there on your part, because if you knock, it's going to be open to you. Amen? The Lord didn't say maybe to any of this stuff. Did you see that? He didn't say, ask and maybe it'll be given you. There's no maybes in those verses, right? He says, ask and it's going to be given you. Seek and you're going to find. Amen. Knock and it's going to be open to you. Amen. That's so important here. Amen. I like the Amplified Bible, what it says here. It says this, keep on asking. Ooh, that's good. He says, keep on seeking. Amen. And also, keep on knocking. Amen. How many know that when it comes to our relationship with God, it must be a continual thing? Anybody here today? Amen. You can't just seek God one day and then forget Him the rest of the week. Right? It's not going to work. You got to keep on. I like that. Where the Amplified Bible says, it's a continual process. You got to keep on asking God. Amen. You know, if you're asking God for a particular thing, don't be discouraged if it don't happen. Unless the Lord tells you to stop asking, keep asking. You know, be like that woman with the judge. She kept asking, right? She kept asking to the point where she was driving the judge nuts. He said, man, I got to give this woman what she wants or I ain't going to be able to sleep that night. Amen? There's something there, church. So we got to keep on asking. We got to keep on seeking God. We got to keep on knocking. Amen. The word seek, what does this word mean? I looked it up in a dictionary. Here's what it has. There's a lot of different things to it, but I think it'll maybe help you understand a little bit about what we're talking about when we're seeking God, or it could be something else we're seeking today. But today we're talking about seeking God. It says, seeking means to go in search of. You're going to go in search of, or you're going to have a quest of. You're in quest of something. Another meaning is to try to find or discover by searching or questioning. See, there's that asking there that we're talking about. To seek means to try to obtain. Okay? When you seek, you're trying to obtain something. All right? It's very important here. Seeking means to go to. Well, if we're seeking God, that means we're going to go to God. Okay? We're seeking God. Seeking means to ask for, to request. There it is again, the asking. Okay? To seek means to search or to explore. That's pretty good. To seek means to search or explore. I like that. To seek is to make inquiry. To make inquiry. Meaning again, you're going to be asking. Inquiry is when you're asking. To seek is to be sought after. To be sought after, or to be desired or in demand. Okay? To be sought after, to be desired, or to be in demand. So that's all a part of seeking today. Okay? Seeking God. Seeking His presence. Amen. I'm going to give you some scriptures today that kind of bring all of these things out for us. Okay? I'm not going to stay on each one a long time. I'm going to try to run through these. This is really a teaching again for us today on seeking God. What does it entail? First scripture I got is in Deuteronomy 4:29. Deuteronomy 4:29. And in these verses I'm about to give you now, this pertains really to the duty of seeking God. Okay? These are excellent verses here about seeking. In Deuteronomy 4:29, it says, "But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul." So today, if we're going to seek the Lord, we'll be able to find him, but we have to seek him a certain way, the Bible tells us. And it's real obvious here. He says, if you're going to seek God, you're going to seek Him how? With all your heart and with all your soul. Amen? You have to put yourself totally into it. When you seek God, it has to be all of you. All your heart. You notice it just didn't say, seek Him with your heart. It said, no, seek Him with all your heart. Amen? Did you see that? And He says, seek Him with all your soul. So, all that you have within you, when you spend time with God, you need to seek Him that way. Okay? He wants your attention. Praise God. With everything you have inside. And your heart has to be in it. Praise God. If you're going to seek God, it has to come from the heart. Otherwise, you're not going to really get very far. In Jeremiah 29:13, we can go there quickly. Jeremiah 29:13, some powerful verses here. It says, "And you shall seek me and find me," here it is again, "when you shall search for me with all your heart." So if we want to seek God today and find Him, we're going to have to search for Him. Okay? That's one of the words for seeking, is searching for God. But we have to search for God or seek for God with all our heart. Amen? You can't do it half-hearted today. You got to have your whole being into it. God wants all of you today. Praise God. He doesn't want just a part of you. He just doesn't want a part of your heart today. He wants all your heart. Amen. Just like your husband or your wife, They want all your heart. Amen? Every part of you. They want it all. Amen? God is no different today. He wants you to seek Him with everything you have. All your heart, all your soul, every part of you. Amen. In Psalms, the book of Psalms, in chapter 105, verse 4, we see a scripture here. In Psalm 105:04, it says, "Seek the Lord and His strength, seek His face evermore." Three things here we see. Amen? He says we're to what? Seek the Lord, number one, and seek His strength, too. How many today you need strength in your life? You need the strength of the Lord. So, you know what? As you're seeking the Lord, you're going to seek His strength also. And you know what? When you're seeking the Lord and His strength, you're going to also seek His face. Amen. How many want to seek God's face, right? You want to see His face. Amen. And He says here, seek His face evermore. Amen. Forever. Praise God. Not for a period of time and that's it. No. He says, you're going to seek me, you're going to seek my strength, and you're going to seek my face forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's no stopping. Amen. There's no changing. This should be what our life is about, is seeking God, seeking His strength, seeking His face. Amen. Because there's a blessing there. Amen. When we have that time with the Lord, that intimate time with the Lord. Moving right along here. Isaiah 55, verse 6. You know, you can just write these down and look at them even more later as we go through them. But in Isaiah 55, verse 6, here's another verse about seeking. It says, "Seek ye the Lord while He may be found." Amen? "Call ye upon Him while He is near." So, how many know today that we can seek the Lord because today He can be found? Amen? But, you know, for some, in the future, they may try to seek when it's too late. If judgment has come already, it's going to be too late. So God is telling everyone, not just the church, but all humankind, all mankind, He's saying today to us, you know what? You need to seek me while I can be found. Praise God. He's available today to us. How many know that? Amen? Because there's going to come a time that you may try to call upon Him and He won't be near. But how many know today He's near? Amen. He's here today. Praise God. So now's the time. This is an appointed time to seek God. It's an appointed time to spend time with Him because He's near. He's near. He's here. So we need to seek after Him. Very important here today. We see this. Praise God. In Hosea chapter 10, verse 12, this is a real good scripture for us. Not too many times do we go to the book of Hosea, but in Hosea 10:12 it says, "Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground." Now here's the part I want you to really concentrate on. It says, "For it is time to seek the Lord." What time is it? It's time to seek the Lord. Amen. "Till He come and rain righteousness upon you." Amen. It's what? An appointed time today. Amen. It's a time for us to seek the Lord. Till He comes. Amen. Not that we're going to stop when He comes, but we're to be seeking God now until He comes. And you know what? He's going to rain righteousness upon you. Amen. What a blessing. Righteousness is going to come upon you and going to bless your life. Amen. Really important here today as we look at this. Here's some interesting verses we want to look at. I want you to turn to the book of Amos. Amen. There's another book we don't hear too much about. But in the book of Amos, we're going to read chapter 5, verses 4 to 6. In the book of Amos. Chapter 5, verses 4 to 6. This is what it says. For thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel and to Oriel today, amen, seek ye me and you shall live. Wow. But seek not Bethel, nor enter into Gilgal, and pass not to Beersheba, for Gilgal shall surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to naught. Now look at verse 6 again. He says, seek the Lord, and you shall live. Oh, praise God. Lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph, and devour it, and there be none to quench it in Bethel. Praise God. So here, he's talking to the house of Israel. He's talking to us today, church. He's saying, you know what? If you just seek me, you know, I promise you, you're going to live. Amen? What a blessing today. If you really want to live your life, God says, seek me. Amen? Seek me and live. Praise God. Seek me and have an enriched life today. Praise God. Seek me and everything you need, I'm going to make sure you have it. Praise God. Because you're seeking me. Amen. You're not seeking things. You're not seeking possessions. You're not seeking material things. Amen. You're not seeking people, but you're seeking me. So God, he tells them here twice. He says, seek me, and you know what? You will live. Praise God. What a promise today for us as a believer. Amen. That's a blessing today that God wants us to seek him. And you know what? When we do, we're going to live. Praise God. That's awesome today. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for life that we have when we seek the Lord. Praise God. I want to go to another scripture here. Thank you, Jesus. In the book of Psalms, amen. I want to go to Psalms 69, verse 32. This was one of the verses that God really ministered to me this week concerning this message to bring to you. There was a couple verses, but this was one of them. In Psalm 69, verse 32, it says this, the humble shall see this and be glad, and here it is again, and your heart shall live that seek God. So we read earlier about seeking God and living our life, but now he says it even a little bit different. He says, and your heart shall live that seek God. Amen. God is saying, when you seek me, you know what? Your heart is going to live. You're going to have some passion. Amen. You're going to have some life inside of your heart. Amen. How many know some people, they may be alive, but they act like they're dead today? How many know what I'm talking about? And it's a sad thing, but God says, you know what? Your heart shall live if you seek me. Meaning, you're going to be alive. Praise God. Your heart's going to be alive and functioning well, and you're going to be vibrant. Praise God. You're not going to be like a you know, someone who's just, you know, not living but existing. There's a difference today. How many know what I'm talking about? Some just exist, but they're not living their life. Amen. God says, I want you to live your life, but that happens when you first seek me. You make me a part of your life, and your heart is going to live when you seek God. What a promise here again for us today. That's a blessing. Amen. How many want their heart to live today? Praise God. It will when you seek God. It's going to make sure that you're alive and well. Hallelujah. Amen. Here's a scripture. I know you know this one real well. Matthew 6:33. Praise God. Some of you, I'm sure, have this memorized. And really, we should. This is a really good chapter, the whole chapter. This is, again, part of the Sermon on the Mount where Jesus was teaching his disciples. But in verse 33 of Matthew 6, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Amen? So God now puts some priority here in our seeking. He says, you know what? But first you need to seek the kingdom of God. Amen? It didn't say seek money first. Amen? It didn't say seek pleasure first. Amen? It said what? Seek first. You notice he said first the kingdom. The kingdom of God. And if you're going to seek the kingdom of God, you're going to seek who's the king of that kingdom, which is God. Amen? Jesus. Amen? The Holy Spirit. First seek the kingdom. And being right with Him, His righteousness. Amen? And look at the promise He gives us here. He says, and all these things shall be what? Added unto you. Isn't that a blessing today? If we what? Seek God first, everything we need, God says, I'm going to give you. Praise God. But you got to seek God first. A lot of people have this turned around. They seek everything else but God first. And then if they have time, maybe they seek the Lord. Okay? It's not going to work that way. It must be priority in our life to seeking God and seeking the kingdom. Okay? I want to give you just a couple more verses. And these are more of the promises to seekers. Okay? I like promises. How about you? I like to be rewarded. And God rewards us when we follow His plan. Amen? When we do what He tells us to do, we're going to see rewards or we're going to see the blessings in our life. Amen? And I know every one of us like to be blessed here today. If you say you don't, I'm going to call you a liar. Because I know you want to be blessed. Everybody likes to be blessed today. Praise God. In 2 Chronicles 7:14, I know you know this verse. We've taught on this. We've looked at this before. This is a real powerful verse. Let's look at it. 2 Chronicles 7:14. It says, if my people... Are any of God's people here today? That's us, right? We are His people, which are called by my name. We're called by the name of God. Here's what we see here. There's a formula here. We need to do three things here. All right? Actually, four things. If we do these things, then we're going to reap some blessings. He says here, my people, which are called by my name, number one, shall humble themselves. We have to humble ourselves, number one. Number two, pray. Amen. And I believe this is the process here too. I believe one takes you to two takes you to three takes you to four. All right? First, you humble yourself, then you'll pray. Then he says what? Seek my face. Did you see that? Amen? We got to seek His face. And you know what? When you seek your face, then you're going to do number four. He says, you got to turn from your wicked ways. Hallelujah. So you see the formula here. This is what God wants us to do. Okay? This is part of seeking God. When we seek God, we got to humble ourselves. Amen? And when we humble ourselves, we begin to pray. And as we're praying and humbling ourselves, we're beginning to what? Seek the face of God. And when we seek the face of God, you know what? It's going to change our life. It's going to cause us to turn from our wicked ways. Amen. How many know when you're in the presence of God, He speaks to you? He shows you things. Amen. And you know what? He impacts your life that if you were in any kind of sin, you know what? He's going to cause you to want to turn from that sin. Turn away from that sin. Amen. He says here, turn from your wicked ways. Amen. If there's any wicked ways in us today, God is telling us, you know, we need to turn away from those ways. Amen. And when is that going to happen? When you seek God. Amen. When you're before Him. Amen. When you're in His face, God's going to have an impact on you to change your life. Amen. Change your life. Praise God. How many need some change in their life today? Amen. Amen. And now look it. When we do this, God says, I'm going to do this for you. Alright? There's consequences here, but when we do our part, then He says, then will I hear you from heaven. When you're humbling yourself, you're praying, you're seeking His face, and you're changing your life, turning from those old wicked ways. Amen. God says, you know what? Now I'm going to hear you. How many want God to hear them? Right? Well, we got to take these steps first. Amen? So, you know, if we want God to hear us, we can't walk proudly today. Amen? We have to walk humbly, the Bible says, right? If we have any kind of pride, pride will, God will not hear us when we pray. Amen? We need to come to Him in a certain way. So God says, if you do all these things, you know what? My promise is, I will hear from heaven. Amen. Then He says, you know what? I'm going to also forgive your sin. Amen? So in that hearing, when God says, I'm hearing, I'm listening, and I'm also forgiving you. Amen. That's a good thing today, church, because we do mess up. How many know that today? And we need God to continually be hearing us and forgiving us and cleansing us, right? We don't want heaven to be like a stone or closed off, you know, like you know, we can't get through. Amen? No. God says, I'll hear you, I'll forgive you, and then look at the last part. He says, and I'll heal your land. And what He's really saying is, I'll heal you. Amen. God says, I want to heal you today. Amen. I want to make those crooked places straight. Amen. So He says, if you do this, I'm going to hear you. Heaven's open to your prayer. Amen. I'm going to forgive you. I'm going to cleanse you. And I'm going to heal you. Praise God. Anybody need any healing today? Amen. It's there for us. Praise God. We don't have to wait till Communion Sunday to be healed. Amen. We can be healed today. Right? As long as we're doing these steps. Amen. It's not really hard. God doesn't make it hard for us to do this. It just takes, what? Obedience. It takes a willingness. You have to be willing. Amen. You have to say, Lord, I'm willing today. Praise God. Hallelujah. I got a couple more verses here that we're going to look at. Praise God. Amen. Amen. In Proverbs 8, verse 17. Proverbs 8, 17 says this, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Amen. I want to say this to you. God says, I love them that love me. How many love God today? You know, you need to love to be loved today. Right? So God says, you know what? Love me, and I'm going to love you. Praise God. Amen. His love is in this place today. His love has saturated us. All right? So He says, you know what? This is the way it needs to be. I love them that love me. And here it is again. Those that seek me early, they're going to find me. Praise God. Don't wait till it's too late to seek God. He can be found right now. We need to seek Him. Praise God. Hallelujah. I got two more and we're going to close today. Psalm 70, verse 4. Psalm 70, verse 4. Hallelujah. Psalm 70, verse 4. It says, let all those that seek Thee rejoice and be glad in Thee. And let such as love Thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. Amen. So you know what? Today, God says, everyone who seeks Him, you know what? If you seek Him, you should be rejoicing. Amen. You should be rejoicing. You should be glad in the Lord. Amen. I believe if we seek Him, God makes us to rejoice. Amen. God makes us glad. Okay? I believe it's a byproduct of seeking Him. When you're in His presence, you spend time with Him, God's going to give you a spirit of rejoicing. A spirit that makes you glad. Amen. And if you seek Him, you know what? You're going to love His salvation. God's going to remind you of His salvation that He has for you. And when that happens in your life, you should always be magnifying God. Amen. You should always be what? Glorifying God. Amen. That should be typical of a Christian today, of a believer, that they're always praising God, worshiping God, glorifying God. That should be our, you know, the way we are. People should always see that in us, that we are so thankful. We're so grateful to God for being so good to us. Amen. And the last verse I have for you is in John 12. Amen. John chapter 12. We need to be like these people in this chapter. John chapter 12. Here he talks about the Greeks. Okay? This is Jesus here. And in John 12, the Greeks, let's read John 12, 20 and 21. We're going to go up one verse. John 12, 20 and 21, it says, "And there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast." They were at a feast. And look at what happened at this feast. It says, "And the same came therefore to Philip," the Greeks came to Philip, "which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying," this is what they were desiring, and they were saying this, "Sir, we would see Jesus." The Greeks came here to Philip, and they told Philip, "You know what? We want to see Jesus." Anybody want to see Jesus today? Amen. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. We would see Jesus. And if you want to see Jesus, you got to seek him. Amen. You got to go after him today. Amen. You gotta want his presence. And we need to be like the Greeks here that said simply, "We would see Jesus." Amen. "I want to see you, Lord." Amen. You know, maybe some of you have a desire to really see him. You know, see him like we see one another. It happens. God shows himself. You know, that's a real special situation where you can actually see him. Normally it doesn't happen that way. But you can see him in the spirit today. Amen. That's a definite. You know, you can feel his presence. Amen. You can really, what? See Jesus. I mean, they had him in the flesh. We know that. And they wanted to really see him. Amen. Well, today, do we want to see him also? Praise God. Meaning, do we want to seek him that way? Praise God. Because I guarantee you today, church, if this is your prayer, that you would see Jesus, you're going to see him. Amen. He's going to show himself mighty to you today. Amen. But it takes some effort on our part. Amen. It takes that seeking, you know, meaning you're going to sacrifice maybe some other time of pleasure or resting. You know, you're going to say, "No, Lord, this is my time that I want to seek you every day." Praise God. Because I want to see you. Hallelujah. Just saying that excites me today. How about you? I want to see Jesus. Amen. How many can't wait to really see him one day when he comes back? It's going to be an awesome day. Amen. Let me encourage you, church. Don't wait till that day comes. You can seek him now. Praise God. He's waiting for us to spend time with him. Amen. I'm going to ask you to stand now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's make sure that we give God some time every day. And it's not a time just to ask God for our needs to be met. Okay? We can easily get into that routine. You know, "Lord, I need this. I need this. I need this." God knows that. And that's, of course, part of our time of prayer and seeking God. But seek Him in His Word. Amen? I mean, you're going to see Jesus when you read His Word. When you seek Him in His Word, and when you just pray, God's going to reveal Himself to you. Amen. So I'm encouraging you today. Seeking God is so important in our Christian walk. Many, many falter in this area. And because of that, they struggle with God. Because they're not consistent. Amen. Many come see, come saw when it comes to church. Because they don't have that time with the Lord every day. It causes them not to be consistent in their daily walk because they're not strong in this area. You need, if today that's you, let's believe God to touch you today. That today will be a new day in your life. Amen. That you're going to make a commitment to God, not to me, not to Pastor Rich, but you're going to say, "Lord, help me. I want to seek you more." Amen. "I want to seek you more consistently. Help me to be consistent." Can anybody agree with me today? Amen. Amen. So let's pray. Lord, we just thank you, God, today for this place. More than that, we thank you, Lord, that this is your house of prayer. This is where you come and dwell amongst your people, Lord. we thank you for your presence today, God. And Lord, we realize how important it is to seek you every day, God. Lord, I ask right now you would just touch your people, Lord. Each one of us that are here today, even those that are downstairs, Lord God, that God, we would have a greater desire to seek you, God. Lord, that we would be like the Greeks in the book of John, that as they said to Philip, Lord, we want to see Jesus, Lord. God, let that be each one of our prayers today, that we would see you, Lord, in many different ways, God, as we spend time with you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be humble, God. Help us to follow 2 Chronicles 7:14, Lord, that Lord, we would walk in humility every day, God, that as we walk humbly before you, we would pray and Lord, seek your face, and Lord, because of that, we would turn, hallelujah, from our wicked ways, God, because we want you to hear us, Lord, today. We want you to forgive us, and we want you to heal us today. Lord, let healing come upon your people now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Touch your people, God. Give us what we need, God, today. And Lord, help us to be close to you every single day. We ask this today in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen, amen. God bless you. Greet one another before you go. Enjoy this beautiful Sunday in Jesus' name. Please remember, see Sister Angela. Let her know what